Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the third line from the top. We're half an Amud ahead. Hopefully today we will finish Daf Kuf Beis as well, and then we'll be a complete blot ahead. So then tomorrow we'll do Kuf Gimel. Shabbos we'll do Kuf Dalid, and then Sunday we'll mourn the Chorban, and Monday morning we'll be up to date at Kuf Hay. That's the plan. So let's get started. So the Mishnah had said that Svinos Kishuros, if the boats are tied next to each other, if the two boats are tied to each other, then you can carry from one boat to the other boat. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that Pashit? So Amar Rava said, Lo Nitzricha El Lahatir Bitzis Shebeinehen. No, even if there's a small boat, a Bitzis is a small boat, even if there's a small boat between them, Rashi explains, we're not Choshesh, that small boat's going to somehow slide out in between them, and then you're going to have a separation between the two boats. We're not Choshesh for that. Even if there's a small boat between them, you can still carry from one boat to the other boat. So Amar Rav Safra, Moshe, he calls Rava Moshe. Rashi says, like the Gadol Hadar. Like you're such a Gadol Hadar. Shaper Kamarta. Does that make sense what you said? Is that a good thing that you said? Metaltal and Mizula Zutanan. The Mishnah says, Sfina Mizula Zu. And now you're going through a boat, through another little boat. So it doesn't really, the words of the Mishnah don't really fit into what you just said. Ela, Amr of Safra, Rav Safra has a different interpretation. He says, Lo Nitzrucha Ela La'erev, Lo Taltal Mizu L'zu. No, as we said before, the boat, we've been assuming that the two boats were owned by the same person. If they're owned by the same person, then I can carry from one boat to the other boat, because they're both the same Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But if they're owned by two different people, then there's a Gzera Darabon, and you cannot carry from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's owned by somebody else, unless you have an Erev. So here, Lovitzrucha El Erev, they made an Erev to be able to carry from one boat to the other boat. Ulatalatal Mizulazu, Ukidatanya, and we learned, Sefinos, Kishuros, Bzu Bzu, if two boats are tied next to each other, Ma'arvin, you have to make an Erev, because they're owned by different people, Umatalatalin Mizulazu, and then you can carry from one boat to the other boat. There's nothing in between. That can't be, because the Mishnah said Mizulazu, which is mashma, one to the other, without something in between. The pshat can't be. Nifstiku, if they got separated, then ne'esru, then they become usur. Rashi says the Erev goes away, because you can't have an Erev when it's too far apart. So if the boats drift apart, that's it, it's over, the Erev is gone. And chazru, v'nikshiru, if they return and they get tied back together, they shog again, you forgot it was Shabbos, bein mezidin, even if you did that on purpose, bein onsin, bein anusin, if it happened without you realizing, or bein mutotin, or Rashi explains, you thought you were tying something else, and it turns out you were tying this, chazru leheterin harishon, it goes back to its original heter, and therefore, you can carry again. The Mefarshim explained, because really you're not allowed to make an Erev on Shabbos, but here you already had an Erev, and the separation, the returning of the Erev, you're not doing any actual malacha here, unlike in the next case. So they will make it, and they allow the Erev to return and come back. Just one interesting note over here: Rav Safra calls Rav a Moshe. And there's a question that I have. I don't have an answer for it. There's not one Tana or not one Amora in the entire Shas with the name Moshe. I don't know why that is. The Rav Nosson Gestetner has a whole piece on it. I read the whole piece. He basically says that the name Moshe was put up on a pedestal. He was the Mekabel HaTorah, and they basically it was that issue of kavod not to name the name Moshe. There's already Gaonim named Moshe. The Rambam was named Moshe. It's only 500 years later. But I guess at that point, I don't know. The question's better than the answer, I think. But anyway, here he calls him Moshe like a title almost. I thought it was very interesting. Okay, next. V'chein also. Machatzalos haperusos. If you have this case, is a little difficult case. They had these mats, and they were hanging down, and they were in Rishus Rabim, and somehow these mats were made into like cubbies. I'm not exactly sure of the Metzias how this worked out, but there were mats that were hanging in Rishus Rabim. Each individual cubby that was made out of these mats was a Rishus Hayachid. And Ma'arvin, you make an Eruv, Umetaltal and Mizulazu. And you can get carry from one mat to the other mat, because the whole thing is a Rishus Hayachid, the mats. It's in Rishus Rabim. Niglulu, if they rolled up, meaning if somebody put all these mats away, then Nesru, that area now is usher, because now it's a regular Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no more mat there. Chazru v'nifrishu, if somebody came and spread them out again, so bein shogigin, bein mizidin, whether someone did that by accident or on purpose, or bein anusin, or unwillingly, or bein mutoin, or accidentally, then chazru l'heterin harishon. They go back to their original heter, and then you can carry in them once again. Okay? Everyone got that? On Shabbos. All happens on Shabbos. Why? Shekol mechitza shenatze b'Shabbos, because any mechitza made on Shabbos, they b'shogeg b'im b'mezid, shema mechitza. That's called a mechitza. Even though you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos, but if you did it, it's okay. So the Gemara says, any, is that true? V'amar of Nachman, Nachman said, lo shanu el lizrok. We only learned that it goes back to being a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to make you chayiv. Meaning if I throw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into these cubbies, it's like throwing from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Yeah, in that aspect, it's considered like it got back to its original state. Abul Talat al Asr, but to carry in between them, that's Asr, meaning to get the benefit of these things. We make it worse for you. If you throw it, it's not like you threw something completely in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, therefore you're putter. No, it has the dinner of Rosh Hashanah Yachid to be chayav if you throw it. But that you can carry in between them, that's certainly Asr. So, right? So Rav Nachman amazed at Ibmar. When did Rav Nachman say his interpretation? He said his pshat only when someone did a b'mezid. Yeah, b'mezid is much worse. So b'mezid he holds doesn't have the din of a mechita, but b'shogeg he agrees.
Still against the curse?
No. So he's saying that Rashi explains that the word b'mezid in there is just in there for continuity. It's just in there because he threw in all the other ones, but really it doesn't mean b'mezid. Doesn't even be amazing, even though it says that. Doesn't even be amazing. That the Mechaber Paskins that even be amazing is okay. So someone answered Moshe the following question. He says that a Yisrael, a Jewish person, shehezi mafteach be amazing. He brings a key be amazing. Derek Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim upesach dalasos beis haknesses for the shul. No, the key of the shul is in someone's house. So he brings it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to bring the key to the shul. Imutur likarnis sham b'shabbes zu. Can you go into the shul? And Moshe says, no, you can't. You can't go into the shul. You carry it in the b'mezid, you can't. He says, yeah, but what about the Gemara here that says that if you create the mechitza on Shabbos, it's okay. Right? The Gemara here has just said, putting aside Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said b'mezid, no, but the Mechaber doesn't pass like Rav Nachman. He says, even b'mezid, it's okay. So the Moshe says, but the Ran and the Mechaber, they say that on Shabbos of Kuf Aleph, the Kishiyah Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we have Rosh Hashanah Yachid, v'naflu mechitza os b'Shabbos, v'asu b'mezid, nami chazru l'heter in harishon, becomes mutter. Right, and you can walk in between those cubbies, those mechitzos. V'chein, pasak ator, v'shulchan arach, v'sem et shitzah mechbeis, sif beis, sif gimel, v'chein, masak hamagen avram, sif kon dalid. So, what's that better than what we did here? So, Rav Moshe answers, "Mistaber shebekan aser." Nevertheless, in the case of the key, it's still aser. Why? After gam kein nasa b'heiser kehetero the mikvar, we're trying to be matter or iser that we already did, just like by the case of the cubbies, we're matter and iser that we did. I'm supposed to do this on Shabbos, but once you did it, we said it's okay, right? So, Rav Moshe says here it's different. Why? Because over there, he says as follows: Kibun she'ein ze ela maimed davar alches gaso. That's the line. Harishona, you be maimed davar alches gaso harishona. You're establishing something that was already there before on Shabbos itself. So he's more mekel. The Mechaber is more mekel. Everybody's more mekel. But to carry something straight out of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and then use it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that Rav Moshe said no. Okay. That's that. Itmar. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Va'afilu kishuros b'chud ha'sarbel." Even if the two bolts are connected with a string from a cloak, even that's enough. Even that's enough, even if it's not such a strong string. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Idi yachal hamidan, if it's strong enough to keep the bolts connected, pshita." So of course you could use that string. If it's not strong enough, Amai, why should we be able to use it? I'm going to use one little thread to hold two huge ships together? It's just ridiculous. So the Gemara says, "La'olam diyachol hamida." No, certainly has to be strong enough to hold the two ships together. If you can't hold the two ships together, it's not considered connected. But so why did Shmuel have to say it? Ushmuel la'afuke midenav shei ka'asi. He had to say this so you shouldn't confuse it with something else Shmuel says. Ditnan, like we learned the Maseches Oholos, the 2 minutes of background for this. The halacha is generally when you have a mace, everything the mace touches goes down one level. A mace is a via vos atoma. If you touch it, you become an avatoma. If something touches that, they become a rishon. And only food and drink can become a sheni. However, there's one exception to that. The exception to that is metal. There's a pasuk. We're going to have to see the pasuk in a minute. Metal, if metal touches, whatever metal touches, it stays the same level. So if metal touches a mace, the metal becomes an avia vos atoma. It doesn't go down one level. It stays at the same level. So, is kashra b'davar hamamida? The mission Allah says regarding hilchas tuma. If you tie something to the boat that can last, meaning it's strong enough, maybe la tuma, it will draw the tuma to the boat. We'll see what that means in a minute. B'davar she'ein mamida. If it's something that's not something that can't be tame, can't be maimed the tuma, ain maybe la tuma, doesn't bring the tuma. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, and it, oh, this is talking about where you tied it with a rope of metal, a metal chain. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. If you have a metal chain, and one end of the metal chain's in a house, and the other end of the metal chain's on the boat. So in the house is a mace. So normally the mace is a via vos atuma. That makes the chain a via vos atuma. That makes the boat an av hatuma, and that makes everything on the boat a rishon l'tuma. Okay? So we got the chains in avia vos, the boat is an av hatuma, and everything on the boat is a rishon. If you don't say that, then the chain becomes an av, the boat becomes a rishon, and everything on the boat stays tar. Because only food and drink can become a sheni. So it's a huge difference. So everything on the boat, all the storage, everything there, tamei or not. So Shmuel said, everything becomes tamei. Because the chain is metal, it's an avia vos atuma, it makes the boat a av, and it makes everything on the boat becomes a rishon. So that's everything that becomes tame. So Shmuel wanted you to know, by the way, when I said this halacha with boats with chains, I only meant in tuma, hilchas tuma, that's what I was talking about. Now the Gemara says, l'inyan tuma hu diktiv b'chalal cherev. It says in the pasuk over there, b'chalal cherev. Cherev harehu k'chalal. That a sword has the din just like a quartz. That's how you know the Gemara lords out that metal doesn't go down one level. Then I say my halachas. Avol inyan Shabbos, but by Shabbos, nothing to do with tuma. Kima the yachal lahamida afilu b'chodes arbol. Even all I care about is that it has to be connected. The two boats have to be connected. So then that would be true even with the string of a cloak, as long as it's strong enough to hold the two boats together. Okay. Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hazorek, if somebody throws something, we had this yesterday, V'nizkar, and then he remembers, Me'acha Shiyatzo Miyado, after it leaves his hand. He throws it, and after, he remembers it Shabbos. Then, Kol Ta'acher, somebody else catches it. I wanted to throw it over there, but somebody ran and caught it. After I remembered, it's Shabbos. Or, called to Kelev, a dog grabbed it. Oh, or Shenisrifa, it got burnt up before it landed. Potter, in all these cases, you're Potter. Rashi says, right now we're assuming the reason why you're Potter in all these cases has nothing to do with the fact that you remembered. Not the reason. Because if somebody else catches it, it's two people that did Amalacha. If a dog catches it, or if it gets birds, it didn't have your Makshava. The dog is not a Makam Chashav, an area of Makam Chashav. And if it got burnt, it got burnt. So the whole reason why all these cases are potter has nothing to do with your memory. The Gemara is going to ask, how could that be? But that's what the Mishnah says right now. That's what we're assuming right now. But Zorak Lasos Chabura, if you throw something because you want to hurt somebody, which is an Av Malacha, so that has nothing to do with Hotzah. You want to hurt somebody. So the only reason why you're throwing it is because you want to hurt somebody. Bein Ba'adam, whether it's a person, Bein Behem, whether it's an animal, V'nizkar, and then you remember, oh, it's Shabbos, I can't do this on Shabbos, can't do it during the week maybe, but you remember it's Shabbos, ad shlomases chabura, as long as you didn't make the chabura, pater your pater. Zaklal, this is the rule, kol chay v'chatos, all chay v'chatos, einon chayovin, you're not chayiv, ad shetehei tchilosan v'sofan shkaga. The beginning of the Maisa and the end of the Maisa has to be done b'shogig. Tchilosan shkaga, the sofon zadon, if the beginning was done b'shkaga and then the end of it was done b'mezid, or tchilosan zadon, the beginning was done b'mezid, the sofon shkaga, and the end of it was done b'shogig, peturin, your pater, and then the Mishnah repeats itself again, ad shetehei tchilosan v'sofon shkaga. Otherwise, you're not chayav achatas. Okay. Yeah.
Why should it matter if you made for the chabura? There should be a malach hashem saying chabura.
Well, you wanted to do it. You wanted to hurt the guy.
Yeah, but it's malach hashem. You don't. The act. It's not because you want.
In two days. What do you mean?
Because your intention is. It's like it's not that you care that you want this object out. You just want to hurt somebody.
Right. You want to hurt somebody, so you're not right. You're not forget hotza. There's no issue of hotza here. But the Gemara is going to say, even if you're holding on to the rope, you throw a rope at the guy. You're holding on to the other end. It can't be hotza, but you want to hurt the guy.
The implication is if you remember it after you hurt him.
Yeah.
You'd be
fine. The implication is if you remember it after you hurt him. We're going to see in a few minutes, and we're going to see in 2 days that when it comes to chovel, there's no such a malach ain't shvichel guf has different rules because by definition it's destructive. We're going to see that in a few days. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hanacha, the first opening line of the Mishnah said, if you throw something, and for whatever reason, your throwing gets thwarted. Someone else catches it, the dog took it, so then you're potter. So that's Mashma Hanacha, if it rested, Chayev, you'd be Chayev. So, right? That's what it's Mashma. That's what I explained in the beginning, that's what Rashi says. It's Mashma. The whole reason why you're potter is because some outside force saved you. The dog came and saved you from Shabbos. Hanacha, but if it would have fallen where you wanted it to fall, Chayev, you'd be Chayev. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, b'haniskar, but you remembered. Utznan, and we learned, kol Chayev v'chatos, all Chayev v'chatos, ena Chayev v'nat shetei chilasan v'sofim mishkaga. Right? So why are you Chayev? It's mashma, you'd be Chayev. Why? So Amar Rav Kahana said, Seifa, the bottom line of our Mishnah, is asa'an lalachza. It's talk alalachza, asa'an lalachza umasna. It's talking about a case. Lachza umasna means a rope connected to a clasp. Rashi explains. When they load up a donkey, they'd load up the barrels. The barrels shouldn't fall off. They'd wrap it with a clasp and a rope to keep it sturdy. That's what we're talking about. What's Rav Kahana saying? Rav Kahana saying that we're talking about a situation in the second half of the Braisa. We're talking about a situation where you're holding onto the rope and then you're throwing the clasp. That's when the Mishnah said that tchilasan, and then you remember that you're throwing the rope. Then you remember that it's Shabbos. In the opening cases, if you throw something and you remember, we're thinking right now that you will be chayef if it lands. Why? Because once you threw it, it's out of your hands. It's out of your control. So we're going to say, even though we have a rule, tchilasan v'sofan, that's if you have the power to stop it. But if you don't have the power to stop it, because you threw it, you can't stop. Once you threw it, you threw it. Then you're going to be chayev. That's why the Mishnah has to come along and say, yeah, but if a dog catches it, or if it gets burnt, or if your friend helps you out, then you're going to be potter. True. That's because it's other reasons. But regarding remembering, you're going to be chayev. Why? Because your mice is over. Nothing you can do about it. But if I have something that I'm throwing and I'm holding on to it, I'm holding on to the other end, it's a rope, then, and I throw the object, and then I remember it's Shabbos, and I let the rest of it go, that's b'mezid. So then the Mishnah's principle is correct. Okay? Everyone got that? We're going to get to the Maver in a minute. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. Now, Lachza umasna, so the Gemara says, wait a minute. Lachza umasna, agud biyadahu. You're holding that in your hand. So the reason why you're putter is not because it's bemazed, but you're still holding on to it. You can't throw something if you're still holding on to it. You can't throw a rope if you're still holding on to the other end. That's not called throwing. That's the reason why that case is potter. So we're back to our original question. If the minute you throw it, you lose the ability to retrieve it. Therefore, you're chayev, unless you have some outside dog, you're going to be chayev. What does the Mishnah mean when it says you have to have a kavana from beginning to end? What does the Mishnah mean? It can't mean a case of a rope that you're holding on to, because you're holding on to it. That's why you're potter. Right? So the Gemara says, Kigon, for example, Shidas Chavin La'asos Chabura. You want to make a Chabura. So you're holding on to the rope, and you're throwing the rope to make a Chabura. So Hotzah is not a factor here. No Hotzah here. So I'm throwing the rope, and I'm holding on to the other end. So if I remember before it reaches him that I can retrieve it, right? And if I let it go and I remember that I'm chayav, then it's mazed, and then I wouldn't be chayav achatas because the beginning was meshogeg and the end of it was mazed. That's the Gemara answers. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, v'hanami tanina, but the Mishnah says straight out, hazor glasas chabura fein ba'adam bein b'vehema v'nizkirat shalon asas chabura potter. The Mishnah gave that case explicitly. That can't be the case the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah at the end says, Zah klal. Right? That's the rule. We just said that case about throwing and holding onto the rope. Ella, Amar Rava. Rava said, B'mavir. Talking about a case of a guy who's walking. So if a guy's walking, he has the power to stop. Right? He has the power to stop. So if he stops, or if he realizes what he's doing, and he continues walking, he has now converted his walking to b'mezid, and therefore you're not chayav achatas. The beginning of our Mishnah, it's going to make sense. Don't worry. In the beginning of our Mishnah, when you throw it, we're still saying it's out of your control. The only reason why you're potter is because the dog came and took it away. But if you keep on walking, so you have the power to stop, and you don't stop, but you remember, then you chayav b'mezid. Okay, everyone got that? So the Gemara asks, where the Mishnah says the case of the guy who started to hurt somebody, and then the Mishnah says zehaklal, which is mashma, but this whole rule was said regarding throwing. So you tell me a case of a guy standing still, but the whole rule was said by throwing. So how could you commit me a case of standing still? The whole rule was said by throwing. Ella Amar Rava, Rava said the only way we're going to make sense out of this Mishnah is really to change the Mishnah. There are going to be two versions of what to change. Ella Amar Rava Tarti Katani. The ratio of the Mishnah is really saying both halachas, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Hazoreg, if somebody throws something, v'niskar, and he remembers, me'achar shigatzuzom yado, after it left his hand, inami, or, that's what we're sticking in now, inami, or, lo niskar, he didn't remember, but, the kol ta'acher, somebody else caught it, oh, kol ta'keleb, or the dog caught it, oh, shenisrafa, or it got burnt, potter, both cases you're potter. You're potter for different reasons. In the first case, you're potter because your beginning and end was not the same akshava. Right? You threw peshogeg, you remembered b'mezid. And the second case, about the dog and the other person and they're getting burnt, that, your reason you're potter there is because you didn't do a hotzah by yourself. So if someone else caught it, he did half the hotzah. If the dog caught it or if it got burnt, it never had a hanacha where you wanted it to have a hanacha. So even if you never changed your mind, you remember the whole time you forgot, you're still going to be potter. Okay. Rav Ashi says a very similar answer. Chasuri mechzera v'achi ketani. We're going to add some words into the Mishnah, but it's going to be the same result. Hazorek, if somebody throws v'nizker and he remembers ma'achash yadso miyado after it leaves his hand. Kol ta'acher, somebody else caught it. O kol ta'kelev, or the dog caught it. O shenisrefa, or it got burnt. Potter, your potter. Hanacha, but if it rested, chayev yid v'chayev. When would you be chayiv? Shechazar v'shachach. Where you remembered and then you forgot again. Ava lo chazar v'shachach. But if you didn't forget again, meaning at some point before it fell, you reminded yourself, then potter, then you'd be potter. Why? Shekol chayiv v'chatos einin chayovin ad shetehitchilosan v'sofon shkaga. Because any chatos that you do, you're not chayiv until the beginning and the end is b'shogeg. So the way we have reinterpreted the Mishnah, we all agree now that if you throw something and you remember before it falls, you will be potter. We don't say that since it's beyond your control. We don't say that. Once you remember, you're not going to be patur achatas. Maybe it's worse. There's an amazing here now thrown into the mix. But you're going to be patur from achatas because the entire maisa was not done b'shogeg.
And what in the cases when you're holding on to it?
The case when you're holding on to it, so you're not chayav for that because a different reason. You're holding on to it. Right. Any questions? Okay, next. The Mishnah says, Zakal tal chayav echatas, itmar. Shtei amas b'shogeg. If somebody walks 2 amas b'shogeg, shtei amas b'mezid, 2 amas b'mezid, and then shtei amas b'shogeg again, so you've walked a total of 6 amos, 2 shogeg, 4 mezid, 2 b'shogeg, what's the halacha? So it's a machloket. Rabba Amar Potter, Rabba Amar Chayev. Rabba Amar Potter. I feel Rabbi Gamliel, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, who's going to say in 2 days, the Amar was going to say, Eidi Diyah L'chatzik Shir. That there's no such thing as a separation for a chatzik shir. We had this already once. It came up once. So if I write one letter, then I remember a Shabbos, and then I forget it, and I write another half, another letter. Then I've written 2 letters b'shogeg. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you're chayev. Ah, you remembered in the middle. So what? But the lamaisa, you did. You wrote the shir b'shogeg. The fact that you remembered in the middle ain't yidia l'chatzik shir. The fact that you remembered when you did a chatzik shir, that doesn't save you, and you still chayev a chayev because you did it b'shogeg. Even according to him, who says, Eini di l'chatzik shir, nevertheless, in my case of walking 6 amos, 2 b'mezid, 2 b'shogeg, 2 b'mezid, 2 b'shogeg, I am going to be putter. Why? Eini di l'chatzik shir, hasam hu, over there, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says, Yechayev, techika gamar shir b'shogeg ka gamar. Because the bottom line is, you finished off the shir b'shogeg. The fact that you remembered in between it was Shabbos, so who, big deal. Abel hacha, but over here, the b'mezid low. If you finished off the balacha b'mezid, Rabbi Gamliel would not say his din. Ubamai, he would not say his din. Why? Because the bottom line is that when you ended the malacha, when you walked 4 amos, 2 of it was b'mezid. That's it. Malacha's over. You walked 4 amos. Half of it was b'mezid. You cannot be chayav echatas.
I mean, I think
Rabbi
Rogers was before. Walking yeah. 2 amos, is that half the malacha, or have you just not done the malacha at all?
Right, so if you walk 2 amos, what'd you do?
Here they must employ chatzik shir.
Right. We're using this phrase of chatzik shir. I don't know if it's chatzik shir or chatzik malacha. Chatzik malacha, we said by Akira and Hanacha, was chatzik malacha. This could be chatzik shir. The shir is 4 amos, so I walk half of it. So when you walk the 4 amos, the job was done when it was b'mezid. It was done b'mezid. So you can't. We're not going to say any deal of chatzik shir to pater you. You did it b'mezid. So you're stuck. You can't get a chatas, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. So another Gemara says, "B'mai, what was the case of this guy? Ibn Zorek, if you threw something, then b'shogeg who? Where it lands is also b'shogeg. So it cannot be a case of throwing. Ella b'mavir, must be talking about a case of walking. Has to be a guy who's walking. Only a guy who's walking has the power to change midstream what he's doing. Throwing? Once you throw it, it's b'shogeg. Right? Can't change it. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says the exact opposite. Chayev, Yechayev. Hafil or Rabbanon. And even according to the Rabbanon, who hold the Amar Yeshel Diyel L'chatzik Shir, that remembering in between will stop you from having to bring a chatas. Hasam hu de biyado. There, that's because over there you have the power. Abel Hachal, but over here, de ain biyado, where you don't have the power, lo, we're not going to say that you're home free, and we're going to be Chayev Yechatzik. How could it be a case where you don't have the power to stop it? The only case could be is if you threw something. Right? So the Gemara says, Ubamai, Ibamavir, Harebiyoto. If you're walking, you have the power to stop. Ela, boss, be Bizorik, when you're throwing. That could only be. Omar Rabba said, Zorak, if you threw something, Vinacha, and it landed, Befia Kelev, in the mouth of a dog, oh, Befia Kivshan, or in the mouth of an oven, and it got burnt. Chayev, you're chayev. So Gemara asks the obvious question. V'hanon tanan, klata acher, klata akel, v'shedifisro a potter. Our Mishnah said in all those cases you're potter. Why did Rabbi say you're chayev? So the Gemara says, hasam delo mechavein. In the case of the Mishnah, that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana wasn't that the dog should catch it. So therefore you're potter. Hacha, but over here, kamachavein. You wanted the dog to catch it. You threw it specifically to the dog. You wanted it to land in the furnace. So therefore you're going to be chayev. So, Amr of Bibi Barabaya, Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned this rule that when you want something to happen, it'll change the status of the item. It'll change the halacha. Where do you see that? You wanted it. You wanted it. You wanted the dog to catch it. That, if you didn't want the dog to catch it, you're going to be putter. If you did want him to catch it, you're going to be chayev. So where do you see that that could change? Because you have a braisa that says, yesh ochel achil achas, you can eat one thing, the chayev aleha dalet chatos, you can be chayev four chatos, the asham echad and one asham. How? Hatameh, your tameh, sha'achal chaylev, you ate chaylev, or anybody that eats chaylev is chayev. For who knows sir minamu kadashin? It was also no sir from kachim and biyom kippurim and it's yom kippur. So what are the four things that you did? So Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Rashi says, what are the four? Chelev, no sir, achilas yom kippurim, and someone who's coming who eats kachim. And what's the fifth? The fifth is since you have to bring an asher me'ilah. The Gemara said four chatas and one asham. The asham was for eating mol and kachim. So it's four chatas and one asham. Fine. Rameir says, ah im hoisa Shabbos v'hotziuhu b'piv chayiv. Even if it's Shabbos, let's say Shabbos also, besides being Yom Kippur, and you eat it, and you, while you're walking, while you're eating it, you have it in your mouth. So the Rashi says that Rameir holds that you're not chayiv for carrying on Yom Kippur. Which is why we have to bring up the fact of Shabbos as well. Midaraisa. Tosfos says it's not true. He just wanted to say that you also chayav for Shabbos. That's a machlokas about Rameir. Fine. Anyway, what's the other case? He comes up with a case. You're eating it also on Shabbos. Right? So the Gemara said, so they said back to him, Amru lo, enem in Hashem. Shabbos is not unrelated. Why? Because we're talking about the Maisa Achila. Why you're chayav v'chatos. Now you're bringing up carrying. It's carrying from left field. Right, so we're not talking about those. That's not comparable. So for amai, why you chayev? Or ain derech hotzabekach? That's not the normal way of carrying. Normal way of carrying is not carrying in your mouth. The Gemara says, Ela kibun dekamachav imachshavasa mashvelei makom. No, since you have kavanah to carry that way, and we said before earlier, since it's food, that's normal, and you have kavanah to do that, you're going to be chayev. Halchanami here too, kibun dekamachav imachshavasa mashvelei makom. Since you are machavein that the dog should catch it. Then you're machaving that spot gets chashivas, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Rashi says that achila achas, zayis echad. You ate one kizayis. Right? You ate one kizayis, and you can be chayiv four times. So some of the Akronim ask, but on Yom Kippur, the shear for eating is not a kizayis. It's a kosevis. So how could you be chayiv when eating for Yom Kippur? It's only a kizayis. The shear for Yom Kippur is bigger. Some leave it b'tzarachiyim. They have no way out of this. So I think that Sfasema says the only way you can do it is if you started eating on your kippur beforehand. And you ate up to a grogerit, you ate grogerit, except the kazayat, you left out a kazayat amount. Now you took another kazayat that had all these problems. It was noser, it was a chalev, and then you'll have the shear of a kosevis. It's a little dochah to say that. But otherwise, they live with the tzarachin. What's Rashi talking about? You're not chayav on your kippur for a kazayat. You have to eat more than that. Yeah. Beyond if you're allowed to carry, if it's not a tzorach. Beyond if I don't know if there's a chatos, because if you do it b'mezid, you only chayav malchus. Right. Okay. Hadron alach hazorik, hadron alach hazorik, hadron alach hazorik. Okay. We're on to a new perek. Believe it or not, we're going to go off now the topic of hotzah, and the mishnah starts with habona, if you build. So the top Tosa says, Tarech Litein Tam, Amai Tani Bone Achar Zerika V'Hotzah. What's Bone doing here? Where do we get the Bone from? So all the Mepharshim and the Mishnayos explain, because we've just spent so much time doing Hotzah. Hotzah in the Mishnah was Malacha number 39. So now we're working backwards and we're going to Malacha 38. Malacha 38 was Makab Hatish. But Makab Hatish is so intertwined with Habone that we have to go back to Habone, because it's so similar. You'll see right now. So, okay, that's the best answer I can come up with what it's doing here, and we start off Habonet. If somebody builds, Kama Yibne V'yehei Chayev, how much do you have to build to be Chayev? Right? So the Gemara says, Habonet Kol Shehu, any amount's considered constructive, considered beneficial, and you're going to be Chayev to any amount. V'hamasates, if somebody chisels, Rashi explains that you're in the quarry, and you're chiseling out the rock before you're going to knock it out of the bedrock. The hamakir apatish, or if you actually make the final hammer blow Rashi explains, of the stone in the quarry, you finally knock the stone out of the bedrock, or ubematad, or instead of maka v'patish, you maka with a sledgehammer, or hakodeach kol shehu, or you drill kol shehu, chayev, all these cases you're chayev. Zaklal, this is the rule, kol ha'osa malacha, if you do a malacha, umalachto miskayemes b'shabes, and it lasts on Shabbos, chayev yirchayev. What does that mean, b'shabes? Rashi says, a'osa malacha koi. Right? What does Rashi mean? There's a huge machlokas here, Rashi Rambam. Rashi said, the Mishnah says, a'osa malacha umalachto miskayemes b'shabes, and it lasts on Shabbos. What does it mean, it lasts on Shabbos? That it has to only last four Shabbos? That's what the Rambam holds. Has to only last four Shabbos. Rashi says, no, the word Shabbos means you did the malacha on Shabbos. Like, when else are you doing it? You can do it during the week. Rashi seems to imply that it has to last for a lot longer than Shabbos. The word Shabbos here defines when you did it, not the shir. It's a huge, huge machlokas about this. One of the places, this is regarding binyan. This is the whole discussion of opening umbrellas. According to some, you're allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos because it's not miskayim. It doesn't last the whole Shabbos. You can even close it. It's not a permanent thing. It's all based on this Rashi. Others said, no, everyone agrees you can't open it. It could be derabanan. But some said, derayis, there's no malacha. You're not making an ohel. It's not miskayim. Rashi says, it has to last for a long time. It goes on the maisa, not on the Shabbos. The Rambam said, no, it goes on the Shabbos. It has to last for Shabbos. If it's not going to last longer than that, it doesn't make a difference. It's a huge, huge, huge discussion right here. Even if you take the anvil, the hammer on the anvil, b'shas malacha, while you're doing malacha, chayev, you're going to be chayev. B'pneishu kimisakin malacha, because you're misakin the malacha. What does that mean? The Gemara says, we're not going to get to that today. We'll get to that tomorrow. So the Gemara says, kol shehu l'may chazi. What is a kol shehu good for? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, like what can you do with a kol shehu? Shekein ani chofer gumel l'hatznia ba prutosav. A guy will dig a little hole in the house. And we said, if you dig a little hole in the house, you chayev for boneh, for building, right in the field, it's choresh. And he'll hide his money, he'll keep his money stored in there. The kavaseh gabi mishkan, what was similar to that in the mishkan? Shekein tofer yirios, tofrin guma, hatznia ba machateyin. The people that sowed, the sowers, would hide their needles in the ground. Make a little hole and put the needles in the ground. So you see that even a kol shehu has chashivas. The second Tosfos says, what are we asking? We never asked this by any other malacha, right? What's it good for? Where was it in the Mishkan? We've asked where it was in the Mishkan, but that was for purposes of definition, not for purposes of shir. So Tosfos answers because we would think that for binyan, what do you mean kol shehu? It's nothing. It's got to be a substantial binyan. So the Gemara goes out of its way to say, no. This was even in the Mishkan. Even as such a small thing that we would think has no constructive value, we see in the Mishkan it did. That's why the Gemara is going out of its way to find sources in the Mishkan. Even Abaya says no. Kiven de mishtachki lo avdi hachi. Since it would rust away in there, nobody would put needles in the ground. Ella, where was it? Shekin ani ose pitpute kira katana lishbos alof kedera katana. That a guy who's very poor has a very small pot. He'll make a tiny tripod. Rashi calls it a tripod. He'll make a tiny tripod out of a small amount of metal or clay and have the fire under there to heat up his food. The kavasei gavi mishkan. And where was that in the mishkan? Mevashle simanim letzvori rios shechasri malachten osin. When the people that were dying, they were cooking up the dyes. So if it ever happened that shechasri malachten osin petputei kira katana lishpotzalav yara katana, they would again create this small little tripod. To, if they ever had a situation where they ran out of dye, they didn't dye enough, so they only had to dye a very small amount. So they would create this small tripod to cook a small amount of dyes, and that's where it was in the Mishkan. So you see, even a small amount is chasher for binyan. Rav Yaakov Omer ain anias b'makom ashiras. No. There's no such thing as anias in the base of Mikdash. They didn't have run out of dyes. Never happened like that. Everything was always done b'revach. Everything was done in overabundance. There was never a situation where they ran out. We have to cook up some more. We didn't make enough dye for the curtain. That didn't happen. There's no anias of b'makom ashiras. Ella, where was it? Shekein balabayis shiesh lo nekev bibiraso. If a guy has a house, a tower, and he's got a small little hole. So v'sosmo, he'll stuff up the hole with a small little amount of clay. It doesn't look nice, even no matter how small. Dikavase gabi mishkan, same thing in the mishkan. Shekein keresh shenaflo bodarna. If a keresh had a wormhole in it. Matif l'tocha eiver, they put in some lead, fisosmo, and they would close up that hole. Amar Shmuel, fine, that ends that. Amar Shmuel, hametza... So that's natural. Well, there's a separate problem by the wood here. We said 2 days ago that crushim can only happen. The crushim can only have been. There couldn't have been any from different pieces. Remember, we said that's a bit of a complete piece of wood. So if it has a hole, does that make it incomplete? That's a whole discussion. Oh, another reason why bonus here. So it was a very nice reason was because the last mishnah that we discussed, all the hotzah were all related to the mishkan. So now that we discussed mishkan with the crushim and the wagon, so we get the real binyan. Which is the real binyan. That's another reason why it's here. Fine. No. But this is the actual binyan of the Mishkan. So we talked about all the crushim and all the dimensions. So now we get the real binyan. Amar Shmuel, hametzadet es ha'evin. If somebody places an evin in place, meaning he's getting ready to lay the foundation stone, so all he does is place the evin there and smear some dirt around it. He doesn't do anything more than that. That enough is chayif. Meisvei, but we have another brayta that says Echad Nosin Es Evan. Somebody brings the Evan, the Echad Nosin Es Atit, and somebody brings the mortar, the clay to make it right to actually do the cement. Hanosin Es Atit Chayiv. The guy who brings the clay is Chayiv, not the guy who brings the stone. So over here, Shmuel says just putting the stone down is going to make you Chayiv. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Ol Tamechad, according to you, Eimah Seifa. What about the Seifa? Rabbi Yosi says, Vafilu Hela Feinich Agabe Dimut Shalvanim Chayiv. Even if you take this stone, and all you do is put it on top of other stones, that alone makes you Chayiv. That's even less than Shmuel. At least by Shmuel, you put it into place, you made it sturdy, Here, you didn't do anything according to Rabbi Yosi. All you did was put it on top of other stones. So the Gemara answer is yes. Elotlasi Binyani Havi. There's three different levels of stones. Tasa, Mitzvah, Ve'ila. The bottom level, the middle level, and the top level. Tasa, the bottom level, Bo'itzidudei. You have to just put it into place. Ve'afra, and you just make dirt around it. Why? Since it's the bottom level, it needs the least amount, it doesn't need that much, it doesn't need any clay, any cement at all, because it's the bottom level. Then, so all you're going to be chayav, all you do is just put it there in place. Mitzvah, the middle one, Bo'ina Mitzina. That you also need dirt. You also need clay and cement to make the whatever you build, to make the wall of the house, to make it sturdy. But Eloi, the top one, you don't need anything at all. Bahanacha ba'alma, all you need to do is put it there, and if you put it there, it'll be enough. And that, because Rashi explains, it's not going to fall, and putting there enough is okay. And that answers the stira. There's no stira. There are three different shitos, and they're talking about three different levels of the wall. Okay, so we'll stop here. We ran out of time. We'll hopefully catch up tomorrow. Tomorrow we have one of the seminal dafs about Psik Reisha. That's tomorrow, Kuf Gimel, and then it becomes a little bit of a Gadata, and we'll see all that tomorrow. Today's shir was learned by Ilan Ishmael David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai.